We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dam, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a famous Gemara. V'zeh Shamrazal, this is what the Gemara tells us, Bishvil Arbo Dvorim Nigalu, that the Jews were zeche to be taken out of Egypt because of four special things that they kept up. Al Shelo Shinu Es Shmom. Number one, despite the fact that they were in exile by the Goyim in Egypt, they did not change their names. They kept their Hebrew names. V'loy shinu es l'shoinam. They didn't change their language. They held on to their language. V'hoyu gedurim min ha'aroyos u'min avodah zarah. And also, because they were careful regarding the topic of aroyos, committing sins with women, chas v'shalom, and also regarding idol worship. And now, interesting to note, in parentheses here, this is an unusual item, Al Yispale Hamayin, a person who's learning this, shouldn't wonder, Asher Nimtza Bekama Mekoymos B'Divrei Rabbi Senuzal, the fact that we find in several places in the Gemara, in the Medrash, Mevoyar, Sheloi Hoyu Gedurim Me'Avodah Zarah. We find in other places that it seems to say that the Jews were not free from idol worship. The Gemara says when they stood at the Red Sea, the Sar and Hashem told the Red Sea to split, to allow the Jews to go through and to drown the Egyptians. The Red Sea said, why? The Sar of the Red Sea said, Halolu oivdei avodah zarah, v'halolu oivdei avodah zarah. The Egyptians are idol worshippers, and Lahavdol, the Jews are idol worshippers. And here we're saying that they were taken out of Egypt, that the Yidden were rescued from Egypt because they were gedurim me'avodah zarah. They were shielded from avodah zarah. And in v'kan mavor lehepach, and now here we're saying the opposite. Don't wonder about that. Avol nimtza b'medrash rabbah b'midbar parsha gimel al posik moitzi asirim b'koishorois. The Medrash there explains on this posik in Tehillim, shebischus hakshirim shebohem sheloy ovdu avodah zarah nigalu. There the Medrash inserts one or two extra little words. Because of the religious ones among them who did not worship idols, because of them the Jews were zeicher to be taken out of Mitzrayim. So the Medrash is alerting you to the fact that true, there were some that did worship idols. But in the zechus of those few, the religious ones, the ksherim shebohem, that didn't worship idols, in their zechus nigalu. Ayin Sham, look over there in Medrash Rabbah. Nimtza she'elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. So we see that both statements of the Medrash and the Gemara are both 100% correct. She'nigalu gam b'schus shel yigdur me'avodah zarah. That the Yidden were taken out of Egypt in the zechus of the fact that they were careful to refrain from avodah zarah. Which Yidden? Those Yidden that were zeicher to refrain from avodah zarah. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie these four things that the Gemara says into the chapter in Likutei Moran that he's clarifying. Shelo shinu es shmom, the fact that the Gemara says they didn't change their names, ze bechinas hishtoikikus v'kisuf in dikdusha. That's related to the concept of having a deep yearning for kedusha, having tremendous rotzon, desire to serve Hashem. Shaydeze nas nefoshos, and we learned earlier that rotzon creates nefoshos. We mentioned that the word nefesh in Hebrew means rotzon. There's a pasuk in Chumash, im yesh es nafshechem likboir es meisi, if you want to allow me to bury my wife, Avraham Avinu said. V'hashem hu ha-nefesh. And we know that the name of a person is the nefesh of the person. Kamo shekosov, as the posuk says in Bereishis, nefesh chaya hu shemoi. The soul of a living thing is its name. The nefesh is the shem. Kamo shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Nun Tes. So when it says that they didn't change their names, they retained their holy names, it means they retained this rotzayn of Kedusha. They had this hishtoikikus and kisufen of Kedusha. Utzrichen lohitzia kisufen bepeh. However, Rabbeinu Zal says in that Torah and Likutei Moharan that it's not enough to have those ritzonos in your heart. You have to express it with your mouth. And this is why it says over there that they didn't change their language. They kept their loshna, dahainu loshna kodesh. Shehu b'chinas kedushas haloshon. This means, loshna kodesh means being mekadesh the loshon, speaking words of kedusha. If a person has his spoidus in English, that's called Lashon Kodesh. That's a form of Lashon Kodesh. And if a person curses Chas V'Sholom in Hebrew, that's not called Lashon Kodesh. Dahainu ma shemedabrim bepeh divrei kedusha. The fact that a person expresses with his mouth words of kedusha, shehem ha-hishtoikikus va-kisufin de kedusha, which are his deep yearning and desire for Hashem and for holiness. Shezeh bechinas loshon ha-kodesh. That's what's referred to as loshon ha-kodesh. Shehu ha-loshon shel Yisrael am kodesh. That's the language of the Yidden, this holy nation, that when they speak, what do they express? What's the main thing that they're expressing? Their desire to serve Hashem. That's what it's all about. Ki ikar hadibur v'haloshen shel Yisrael hu rak hakisufin v'heshtoikikus digdusha. Because the main dibur of a Jew is when he expresses his desire and his yearning for kedusha. Mashi Yisrael mishtoikikim u'mizgagim tomid lashem Yisborach. The fact that a Jew is always yearning to Hashem. Shetzrichen lohitzi bapeh kisufin elu. And a person has to express those yearnings with his mouth. Sheze ikar kedusha saloshin, b'chinas loshna kodesh al Yisrael. That's the loshen hakodesh of Klal Yisrael. That's the real, the dibur of Klal Yisrael. Vezehu sheloishinu es shmom. And this is why the first thing the Gemara said there was they didn't change their name. Shehu hanefesh digdusha, shenasa yidei kisufin digdusha. We said the name is associated with the nefesh, which is generated through the yearnings of kedusha. V'leishinu es l'shoinam, dahainu shoyomedabrim tomid b'loshna kodesh. This means that they always spoke in loshna kodesh. Shehu b'chinas kedusha sadibur, meaning they were always speaking diburim of kedusha. Dahainu shoyomedabrim bapeh es hakisufin digdusha shelhem. They were always, even though they were in prison, they were in exile by the Egyptians, they didn't have svarim with them, they didn't, but they were always talking about how they want to come close to Hashem. They want to get close. They want to get out of this mess. They want to correct everything they need to correct. Shezeh bechinas l'shoin ha-kodesh na'al. That's the concept of l'shoin kodesh. V'chol zeh zoichen ha-yidei shmiras ha-bris. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, how is one zoichet to this? To have the right desires and to be zoichet to express it with your mouth? Through shmiras habris, shaydeze zoichen leemuna kanal, through which a person is zoichet to true emuna. Ubrisi neemenes loy, the posuk says, bris leads to emuna. Vezehu veshayugdurim min ha'aroyos umin avodazara. That's why the Gemara says, and they were careful; they kept themselves apart from aroyos and avodazara. That's tikkun habris and emuna. Dahainu tikkun habris v'tikkun ha'emuna. By being strong in Shmiras Habris, being Godur from Aroyos, and by being strong in Emuna, which means the opposite of Avodah Zarah, that's what helped them have these Kisufin of Kedusha and to express the Kisufin with their mouth. And this is what led, this is really what led up to the Geula. Bechinas Pesach. Pesach, when a person is zoichet to express with his mouth, to speak the right diburim, these kisufim of kedusha, shehu bechinas chesed l'Avram. And we said that the holiday of Pesach corresponds to Avram Avinu, who is chesed, which is ahavo, which is rotzoin dekedusha. Be ahavo uverotzoin henchilonu. Those go together always. Paragraph Hey, Validei Hahishtoikikus Vikisufin Digdusha, and through these yearnings of Kedusha, Shaideze Oisin Nefoshois, which is what generates souls, Alideze Hoachilo Hubabchinas Lechem Aponim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a Jew is zoche to do this, then when he eats, his eating is Achila Digdusha. His eating is like the Lechem Aponim in the Beis HaMikdash. וזה בחינס מצויס שצריך לאכול בפסח. This is the whole concept of the special food that we eat on Pesach, the matzah. וזה בחינס לחם אפונים שהיו בו עם מצה. And we find that the לחם אפונים in the Beis HaMikdash in the Mishkan was מצויס. כי לחם אפונים הוא לחם חם. Because the לחם אפונים, the Gemara says about it, that when they put it down, it was warm. And when they took it after a week, it was still warm. It was still hot, like it just came out of the oven, which is Dargei de Avram. Cham, that warmth, is the Madrega of Avram Avinu, Bechinas Kechoim Hayoim. As the Pasuk says, Hashem showed himself to Avram Avinu, Vayero Elov Hashem, Beiloine Mamre, Vehu Yoishev Pesach Ha'oel, Kechoim Hayoim. Avram Avinu was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. And Rabbeinu Zal and Likutei Moran and the Zohar HaKadosh mentioned that this term, Kechoim Hayoim, is symbolic, representative of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is symbolized by that warmth of Kedusha. So that's what it says by the Lechem Aponim over there, that it was Cham, that it was warm always. Kemavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Lamed Aleph Likutei Moran, the Torah that we're dealing with. Ki Avraham zochol b'chinazu b'chinas kechoim hayoim al yedei tikkun habris al yedei mitzvas mila. Avraham Avinu was zoche to this level, this madrega called kechoim hayoim, through his tikkun habris, through the bris mila that he had at the age of 99 years old. Ki oz achar shanim oil nemar shametz likhoim hayoim, because it was right after his bris mila that the Torah says there he was sitting at the entrance to the tent, you know, in the heat of the day. Ki hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu az chama min artiko, kama yishom razal, because the Gemara says in Baba Metzia Daf Peivov that Hashem took off the sheaf from the sun. He took off the covering from the sun to have the sun really blast out its heat so that people shouldn't be walking the streets. So Avraham Avinu shouldn't have to be burdened with guests. As the Gemara says, will be the case in the future. Shetizgale hachamo betokfa, that there'll come a time when Hashem will reveal the light of the sun in its full strength. Also, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, in that Torah, Torah Lamed Aleph, v'oz ba'oisoy hayoim ofo matzois. And we know that on that day, kechoim hayoim, right after the bris mila, it says over there, when those three guys showed up, what did they do? They baked, Avraham Avinu and Sarah baked matzois for them. As it says over there in the pasuk, that he said, Avraham Avinu said to Sarah Imenu, Mahari shloish se'im kemach soiles, velushi ugois. And those ugois were matzois, v'asi ugois. Pirush Rashi and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Pesach hoya. It happened to be the holiday of Pesach then. Ki matzois hu bebechinas lechem aponim, shezoichen ayidei shmira sabris, because matzois, the matzah that we eat on Pesach, corresponds to the lechem aponim, which a yid is zoiche to through shmira sabris, shehem bechinas lechem cham, that's this warm bread, dargei de Avram, the madrega of Avram Avinu, bechinas kechoim hayoim, about whom the pasuk says kechoim hayoim, she'oz ofo Avraham matzois. It was then, right after his bris mila, that Avraham Avinu baked matzois. He was zoche to this lechem aponim, this super high level of achila de kedusha.